I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon ups the cost of subsidized bread for the fifth time in a year. Plus, a top European official warns that if leaders can't form a cabinet, Lebanon could face even more sanctions. According to the World Bank, Lebanon's economic and financial crisis ranks as one of the worst in modern history. Nuna from Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says, opportunity follows every tragedy. By helping neighbors in need, believers get a chance to talk about Christ. Support this work at missionnews.org.
I praise God for all the churches all over the world that are standing by us, from the States to Canada to UK, China to Australia. Many churches are standing by the Church of Lebanon. We are one body and we are not left alone. It doesn't make it easy, but this is an encouragement that we are not alone.
And today is International Widows Day, marked each year on June 23rd by the United Nations. It calls attention to the world's 258 million widows in need. Joy Muller of Kenya Hope says the Bible also reminds us to care for widows.
James 1:27, that says, religion that is pure and undefiled before God is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction. And I can honestly say these women are oppressed and afflicted.
She's talking about the widows Kenya Hope helps in rural Kenya. Through a two-year training program, Kenya Hope offers job skills and the hope of Christ.
When that end of the 2 years comes, we don't just send them out and say good luck. We make sure they are totally equipped to be able to support their families and earn an income.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Sponsor a widow. It's just $65 a month for 2 years.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.